You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
In the morning, this is Gitmo Slave, and we are coming to you live on Sunday, September 11th, 2011. Joining me is Mr. Oil, and I'm going to dial in just a moment so you can hear us connect to the PBX live.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
All right, we are dialing in.
After the tone, say your name, and then press the pound key.
Gitmo Slave.
Thank you. There is currently one other participant in the conference.
In the morning, Mr. Oil.
Hey, in the morning. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing fantabulous. A bit windy in here, but it's otherwise all great.
Excellent. And you're still on holiday then, are you?
You can call that a holiday, yes.
Excellent. It's always good to get away. I'm going to try it one of these days.
Yeah, you should try it. It's an incredible thing.
So
it does magic. It does absolute magic.
There's rumors that you've been doing a bit of surfing, hey?
Yes, there is such a rumor, and it's propagated apparently after me posting some pictures of me doing such activity. Yes, I have attempted to do so, and the last time I did that, was at least 10 years ago. So, I was, it was an enjoyable event, put it that way.
Looking forward to that. I think some of those pictures are up on the Google's Plus, so be sure to check those out.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's more of them to come up, and once I sort out the project that I would like to talk about. So stand by, and I will reveal more than I probably should.
Excellent. So just a program note, we are currently coming to you live from the No Agenda PBX, secure communications off the cloud so you don't have to.
That's correct, and unlike Microsoft, we don't throttle the bandwidth, we don't issue some codecs that will probably not work, and every day we're trying to tune this PBX box even more so the quality of the audio comes up to you is as crystal clear as possible. Now, when it comes to my crystal clear audio, you might ask, well, I'm actually talking to a headset that's connected to my iPad, and the iPad is connected to a Wi-Fi that's going via MiFi over 3G connection. So, yeah, it's a rude communication, but in the crisis times, and when you go away and bring in your old mixer board, microphones, and doing a courier style is not possible, at least if I would like to keep my legs up. Then, yeah, this is what we do, and it's one app and one MiFi, and sometimes MiFi won't even be needed. It's just we did a 3G test, and the 3G on the iPad sucks, so we decided to stick to MiFi Wi-Fi.
So it's a MiFi Wi-Fi. All right.
Yes.
That is not an attempt at a haiku, but it could very well be.
Well, yeah, you can put it that way. Absolutely. Now, Gitmo Slave, we have a lot of things to talk about here today, and I try to cram it up in a half an hour episode, because that's how we'd like to keep. So, without further delay, I have to say I absolutely adore the green room music that we have for all the guests that comes up on the show. And to be honest, when we have guests coming in and putting them into that green room, I think it's one of the features that we can offer to Adam and John when they decide to go on, because that would be one of the things that I would say a feature, a good feature that you know that you connected. You can we can put the live stream as a hold music there, so people can hear what's going on without just some music. And I would say it's worked brilliant. No extra setup, free app for iPad, iPhone, and I know there's a lot of other apps for different other platforms, or if you were using your computer, there is a programs for that. So I don't think there's any hesitation for people to try. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very simple to use, and the music that's in there right now is just the factory stuff. It's kind of a reminiscent 8-bit music. It's a little cheesy, but we'll fix that up, and definitely gives you the positive feedback that you know you're in the conference area waiting to go on, and it's very cool. We're in a standard conference room right now, but for Adam, we would set up a moderated conference room where he would be the moderator, and he'd give John a password. And then if there were going to be other guests, he could also give them passwords. And let's see, we actually just got a question here from in the chat room from Gene N. Gitmo Slave, can you tell which codec Mr. Oil is sending to the PBX? Doesn't sound like Speedex. Do you know what codec you're on?
Yeah, I think it's a... hold on, let me have a look here. This app doesn't show, but I think it's a GU law.
Yeah, that's usually what most of the mobile stuff is. It's either A law or U law.
Yeah, it's a U law.
Yeah, we can support something like out of the box, like 200 something codecs, and there's all these add-on codecs, and we kind of have to sort through that and get a sense of which ones matter, because codecs do matter.
Yeah, but don't forget, I'm actually on a bog standard headset, which is doesn't do any justice. What I'll try to do is, if you might, and I will disconnect the headset and reconnect a different one, and you tell me which sounds better.
Okay.
Hold on. This is happening live, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So, that one's out.
Okay.
In. And how do we hear me now?
Well, you sound exactly the same as before, but the little piece of audio I got between the headsets actually sounded richer and fuller than the headset.
Like now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, this is actually without any headset. This is iPad's own mic.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Excellent. Do you hear yourself echo?
No, there's no echo over here. I'm in full duplex mode on my client, and echo cancellation should be on by default for all SIP stations.
Excellent. Well, now we know that I don't need a headset.
Gene, I can...
all that we've done.
Gene, I can throw some more bass on there. I actually have this channel coming through the mixing board, and, you know, like I say, I can add or subtract bass, mids or highs. So if you have feedback, you know, oh, as you're saying, it's overmodulated.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll bring the level down a little bit. There you go. That should even us out pretty good. Let me take a look at the VU meters. Number one, set a course for thorax 6. Engage. Yep, looks good. Okay.
Okay, well, how about we do this modulation and the level correction while we're going? And then what I wanted to mention to people that after doing this alpha testing of the PBX, I would say we should release a limited number of beta testers for people to start using.
Yeah, absolutely. For those yanks, beta is beta. So if there's any interested parties, pardon my pop filter is missing on my microphone, so you're getting a lot of popping when I pop. Anyway, interested listeners should contact at Mr. Oil or at Gitmo Slave on the Twitters and let us know. And we can connect with you in private and get you some credentials and info to get you connected.
Absolutely. Now, the main thing I wanted to talk about is, as a team of designers and developers behind these themes, we have been working on a new portal for No Agenda. No Agenda in essence, entire scenario. Now, what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the chat, the different podcasts that's featured on the stream itself, the No Agenda News Network, the Twitter feeds, the RSS feeds, and so on and so forth. Now, until now, for every single thing, apart from two things, the chat and the stream, they were always tried to be bundled at the same page. Now, what we have done, and it's been finished probably by next Sunday, by the time I get back, we can finalize everything, and all the graphics are done and dusted and printed and done. So what we'll be doing is an entire portal with its a unique domain where you can go for everything or agenda you need, where there is shows that's featured on the No Agenda stream. You can download or subscribe to each individual show. You can see the story behind each show or No Agenda. You can browse the show notes, if there are some or not. On the front page, you will be also be able to navigate through the news feed of No Agenda News Network that is supplied by all the producers of No Agenda. The chat is not on the starter page, but you can click and go into a chat. At the same time, your stream will not be interrupted. You can see the what's playing on the stream right now, the what's coming, the schedule of the shows which we are working on. And that will be all available at one-stop page. And initial feedback we had so far has been positive. And please follow the updates, hashtag NoAgenda. I will be releasing the URL for the test of this site. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please let us know, because we are looking to feedback to be able to, you know, make it a better place, easier to
community to navigate through?
Absolutely. I got a preview of it end of the week, and I thought it was looking pretty awesome. It's about you guys, and it's about getting the features that you want all in one place. So, yeah, definitely give the feedback, because there's no way for anybody to change it if we don't know you need it. Do you want to talk a little bit about the engine behind the new portal?
Well, there's actually several engines, and altogether, last count, I've put it in, we have about 8 servers supporting different features of the new portal. Now, the main layout and the CSS that's given out is the WordPress-based engine for the portal itself. Now, different elements of the portal are brought to you by one is the IRC service, which support our chat. Now, unlike Mibit, we don't put adverts into our chat clients, and I found that our chat clients only crashes when I screw something up or the server goes down. Otherwise, it's stable and never kicks people out without reason. And it's one of the most solid client that there is. One for it, our comrades at Twit, they use exactly the same one. And Texan, who is a mod there on the Twit chat, if you might notice, we have him here as well at our chat, who is a quite cool person. So he actually put me in touch with the developers of that client, and we ported it into our chat. Now, behind the news, it's Adam's and Dave's Winers, which is Pork 2, I think it's called, or which I don't remember which version it is. And that pulls up enormous amount of news. Now, several other people been working on a steady stream of news that pulls from Nodge and the News Network. Do you remember, I don't know, on the old news agents or newsrooms where you have not just the ticker tape, but newswire, where news come out one after another after another after another and just goes drop down like one-liners, and your whole screen filled up with news and scroll down? Well, that also will be available on our portal. So, to recap, we have the normal static layout of the news, then you have the news river or news stream that's constantly updated. You have a chat or full screen chat, 3 radio streams for No Agenda, which is a main server, the backup stream for US, and I have an issue with that server, but let's not go there. We also have a lo-fi server that's broadcasting at 24K, if I'm correctly.
Yep, that's right.
Remembering it? At 24K for all of those people that like to save their bandwidth, and I have to say for once, traveling now is quite helpful, because on the road, although the area where I've been so far pretty covered with 3G, although when you change in mass and stuff, it helps not to pull so much data, and the streams were quite steady. And to be honest, when the show started, I was just getting off the beach, so and the show, half of the show I was listening in the car while getting some sand off my toes.
Yeah, and there's a good amount of people that listen to it. I listen to it even just for the same reason. I mean, I could probably pull 128 on 3G. Well, I mean, I can, but it's more likely to chop out and buffer and so forth as you jump between towers. But with the 24K stream, even if I fell off 3G down to edge, I can usually still run the stream, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, all this blog post. Now, a lot of people put in the different blog posts now with the amazing, I mean, the more I look into OPML, the more I look into RSS feeds, they are made for what we are doing. I mean, it's incredible that how I can now pull for different shows. For example, when they will come to No Agenda, No Agenda show notes, and then Adam's feed, and then different people's feed, they don't have to put everything and log into our main portal. They'll be carry on doing what they're doing through their own blog posts or on sites, everything. As long as they have a valid RSS feed or OPML feed, we can pull that into our portal without any hesitation, totally automated, and as soon as they have it available, we'll have it available. Now, what also important, we don't want to get their hits into ours. Now, if they wanted to keep hits coming to their portals or their pages, it's absolutely done in a way that if you want to get more, it'll give you like a snippet, and then you get to their site. So if people put in a seat on our portal, we have no adverts whatsoever yet. I don't know if that's going to change or not, but so far I haven't had a change of heart. And
so Oils,
I don't think we're doing anytime soon any change on that matter, but always reserve the right to change that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We do. Now, when
yeah, go ahead.
When Adam was in Tampa, and I was aboard the Duchess, he was showing me his setup and, you know, how eventually it will be for, you know, somebody with a show, how easy it was. I mean, I couldn't believe, I mean, we're talking instantaneous, bang, subdomain created, you know, building the show notes as you go, you know, putting all the assets together. Just the way you see what Adam's putting out now is all part of what Adam and Dave have been working on. And as you said, there is a new version. I don't think they call it Blork anymore. It seemed to have a different name. I can't remember what it was, but I like it. There's been some nice improvements. You know, you post in a new window that lets you, you know, build your post separately from the main window. And I know there's a lot of improvements. If you listen for Dave's podcast, he'll talk about that. But yeah, we'll have eventually we'll have access to that at that level using the OPML, and it's fabulous.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, everybody is now, if people that are doing shows or would like to do a show and they don't have the website or don't know how to set everything up, we are more than happy to provide the hosting space, the site and the subdomain of No Agenda, one of the sites that we control, and give you all the tools and everything that possibly can. Now, on the other side, I have moved two of the No Agenda sites, which is NoAgendaReport.com, and the other one that I can't talk about yet because this is what we're talking about. And we are moved completely from Google Analytics because we believe Google is evil, or I believe get off the cloud and just have it your way and analytics that you control. And then I let you see them. Get my slave store. What do you think of them?
I think it's awesome.
Compared to Google Analytics?
Yeah, the thing with Google Analytics is they kind of go way past what we could ever find useful. You know, they're really targeting at huge brick and mortar / e-commerce retailers who need ridiculous low levels of information that we just don't care about. You know, we're not trying to find out what color and size and style of underwear you have on while you visited the web page. You know, we just want to understand that we have enough horsepower in place and that, you know, we're compensating so that all the browsers and mobile browsers work correctly, etc. You know, truly sysadmin, nerdy stuff like that. But this interface is really, really cool. And it's like instant. You could say, oh, let's see, here's this widget. Oh, I want to see how much of this or that has happened. And I can just drag it and drop it on my screen and just instantaneously, in real time, it just adds it to my dashboard and boom, I can see the metrics. Very cool.
Indeed. And the other thing is it actually can give you analytics in real time, what's actually happening right now, unlike with the Googles that you have to wait.
Yeah, it's 24 hours for Google, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's another good move that we can move off to. And it's, I mean, the project and the portal is coming up alive, hopefully by next Sunday. And this week it will be tested. End of the week, expect the hashtag, and it will be revealed, the URL for it. And after that, everybody, if you can get feedback, if you can get any suggestions, please do so. I'll put instructions and how you can make a request, and then we'll carry on from there.
Excellent. So what else do we have new going on in our NA Tech world?
Well, on the other side, I've also been developing it's really, really, it's pre-alpha, it's shamefully not developed, a portal working with the web app, so not only work with the like iPhone and so on, but with the other platforms, where you can upload videos and audio into our site for reports. So now if you somewhere and you flick your phone or iPad or tablet and you can report, it will do it and it will store the data on our servers for reporting. But that's in the crew development, and if anybody, especially people from, let's say, Ustream or people from Quick, if they anybody listening, I would love to pick their brains on some of the issues I'm having.
Yeah, definitely. We want to make it easy for people to get news reports onto the stream.
Yeah, all I want is a drag and drop, and voila.
All right, so once again, if you have any insights on these various streaming methodologies, you know, hit up Mr. Oil, at Mr. Oil on the Twitter, and get with him so you guys can have a technical discussion regarding what maybe the APIs can offer so that we can make it real easy for the human resources.
Absolutely. All right, well, I think that's about it. We need to keep it within 30 minutes, and we're just about to hit that time, and I'm critical about it. So if I missed anything, follow updates on hashtag NoAgenda. They will start dropping down through this week, so don't miss it out.
Yep, and make sure you follow us at Mr. Oil and at Gitmo Slave. We'll also drop updates out there, as well as other tidbits of information that come across us that we think you might want to know about.
Indeed. So, in the morning, Gitmo Slave, and in the morning, everybody.
In the morning, everybody. And sorry we missed you last week, but we had couple of situations where neither one of us were able to broadcast, so we'll try to do better in the future. Have a safe and pat down free 9/11.
Indeed. Happy Grandfather's Day.
Yes, and happy Grandfather's Day. We'll take it out with some Jeff Smith.
I looked across the highway, I looked across the sea. I look between the wipers splashing by. Another 100 miles, another 100 smiles from all the people who's stopping to say hi. And now I see what everybody sees. And now I know what everybody needs. Now I can live the dream, shut up and have some peace. Sit down and watch my shows, don't ask why. If I go back to sleep, I won't forget my medicine. Living the dream of just getting by. Bye, 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 bye. I used to be afraid of every game they played. I used to cry that it was all unfair. What's the use of that? I'd rather tip my hat and worry, 'cause nobody really cares. But now I know that everybody knows. And now I know where everybody goes. Now I can live the dream, shut up and have some peace. Sit down and watch my shows, don't ask why. And if I go back to sleep, I won't forget my medicine. Living the dream of just getting by. Bye, 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 bye. America. I woke up to a friend, we'll be there till the end. I only hope the end would never come. But since it's time to go, I sing one that we know. And if the words are hard, we all could hum. 'Cause now I think we've made it like we planned. So I think I'm now a better man. And now I can live the dream, shut up and have some peace. Sit down and watch my shows, don't ask why. And if I go back to sleep, I won't forget my medicine. Living the dream of just getting by. Bye, 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 America.
Listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.